It's early. 6:30 a.m. I've been awake for nearly 3 hours. My intention for last night was to work on art and writing until well past midnight. Instead, I followed my wife Vanessa to bed at a very early 8:30 p.m. My only delay was some leftover lasagna and a minor raid on half-price post-Halloween candy. Lying in bed next to Vanessa is one of my favorite things to do. And a deep love of sleep is a vice that we both embrace with unapologetic fervor. Friend to the moon that I am, I laid down fully clothed with the potential intention of getting up near 1 or 2. I often get a lot of work done shadow side of the sun. But last night I blissfully slept until a couple hours before twilight. I take the dogs, the girls, for a run up the driveway before anything official gets underway. There is a brisk breeze coming off the lake, but the air is warm in this last stretch of darkness on this brand new November day. Though the air is warm, my mind only likens these conditions to the late fall of Minnesota. The stars are crisp in a very dark sky. They appear closer than usual. The waves pushing upon the shore sound much different than in summer. They ring cold, the uninviting viscosity of the water slightly detectable to a careful listen. The switchgrass at the shoreline betrays its lack of moisture and what I know to be its tan ochre hue as the night air pushes through it. Were it not for the wind, we would be walking through a fog. Though there hasn't been a cloud in this township for more than a day, everything is wet as if a light rain shower has just passed. The same humidity that yesterday created a beautifully illuminated haze is now condensing on everything around, creating a lush smell and feel in the air. The girls enjoy this seeming bonus opportunity for exercise, relief, and an updating of their olfactory inventory of our property. Greta, the old girl, trots beside me, somewhat patiently, waiting for me to toss the stick that she carries in her mouth. The young one, Leah, tears up the driveway with a freedom that I probably lost the ability to achieve before I could even stand. Despite my contrasting loss of innocence, I marvel at this morning tumble through our surroundings. This is one of life's subtly beautiful moments. An hour or so later, I sit in my office, at my drawing table, quietly reading Elmer Gantry, Luna, a smart British band that quite capably extended the legacy of the Velvet Underground, plays quietly over the stereo. I look at the dogs lying on my office floor as I hear Vanessa's alarm going off for the second time. Despite my desire to avoid arousing Leah's puppyish energy, I giggle as I listen. Vanessa can sometimes let her alarm sound for several minutes before she activates the snooze function, and while I know that there will be several more snooze cycles before she gets up, I selfishly lament her slumber, wishing a little that it would be sooner. She's slow to start in the morning, a bit dangerous really, but from a safe, while not timid, distance, she is really adorable as she drags her slippers around the house. I try to continue my reading, but the third time I realize, after reading a new paragraph, that I have retained nothing. I know I won't be able to concentrate until Vanessa wakes up. An elaborate sigh coming from Leah tells me that she's still hung up on the potential of my earlier laughter. I admit that she's right, or at least that she has a point, and the three of us head out for one more walk before the sun rises.